The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, December 7, 1975. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Sue Moran, your Music Time hostess, welcoming you back once again for another program of African music, featuring some of the finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm glad you're with me today, because I'd like to repeat my thanks to all of you for the nice letters you've been sending to me and to my colleague, Leo Sarkisian. Both of us add special thanks to those of you who sent greetings to our staff, and asked who the producers were that assisted us in putting these programs on the air. Well, our two main collaborators are gentlemen whose voices I'm sure are familiar to most Voice of American audiences, Bill Castle and Jack Adkins, who have asked me to convey their warmest greetings to you in return. And now, it's time for music, and we'll be visiting Zambia today for Songs and Dances of the Bemba. It's Music Time in Africa. In the traditional history of the Babemba, who live in the northern and the Luapula regions of Zambia, it is said that the Bemba-speaking tribes seem to have come from one principal stem, and that as they came down from the north, they had to conquer others whom they met on the way. When they reached the Luapula River, some of the principal tribal chiefs decided to remain along the river's valley, while others pushed forward to a better settlement. Ensuing tribal wars brought about mixtures in language and cultural traditions. In the musical traditions of the Babemba, songs are divided into various sections, depending on the types of festivals or occasions in the life cycle and time circle of these people. There are songs for the birth of twins, and on such occasions, women especially perform a lot of dances and singing. Singing and dancing take place for the coming of the child's first teeth, and for the initiation ceremonies at the age of puberty. Then there are the marriage songs, first for the wedding eve. When the days of waiting for the wedding day get less, they start to prepare millet for making beer, and all sorts of food that would be required for the wedding. People sing continuously during all these activities, and then, on the wedding day, the bride is taken separately from the groom to learn the ways of performing marriage. They are not taught verbally, but all is done through dances, special songs, and other traditional customs. Beer-drinking dances and singing take place when the newly married woman conceives, and there's a special set of tunes sung during the preparations arranged for the arrival of a new baby. As in most other parts of Africa, there are special funeral songs, both for before and after burial occasions. In Bemba customs, deaths are classified, and special homage is paid to each type, and there are songs also for the renewal of village fire ceremonies. After burying, all return to the village and clean their houses or smear them, then take out everything, and the fires are extinguished. The headman of that village orders that no marriages take place that night. With his village crafts, he makes a new fire, and all go to take from that new fire. There are many more types of Bemba music, like the songs for defeating a battle, killing a lion, crowning a chief, and the music for different tribal dances, not to mention the amazing number of songs for daily activities such as hunting, fishing, pulling a canoe down to a lake, building a house, grinding millet, and music for general work and entertainment in the village. The beer drinking and party songs are endless, and I've chosen one to start things off today. Actually, it's a medley of two songs from a recording made some years ago in Kasamba, about 300 miles northwest of Lusaka, the capital of Zambia. A group of Babemba men say, Ndete chakutila. I mean a big pot, emphasizing the fact that they would like to have a large pot of beer, not a small one. In the recording of the Ndelema dance music, which I played for you earlier, the accompanying Mbira hand piano was called the Mumamba, an 11-note instrument. The selection which I'm going to play next also has an 11-note Mbira, except here the instrument was called the Chilimba Yawabemba by the musician who made this recording a little over 20 years ago. The instrument is divided into two sections, the left and the right, and the scale is played on both sides in alternation, 5 notes on the left and 6 notes on the right. The tune follows closely upon a well-established and unmistakably Bemba style of melody.
Tintuishive jireto musuma Alani watata kasondu keja mama Tintuishive jireto musuma Alani watata kasondu mayo mwela eta wawa.
This next number is also an oldie, made some 20 years ago by a school choir at Kitwe. This song accompanies a game played with stones. The players squat in a circle and pass stones round from one to another, in time with the music. It's difficult to say from where the song had its origin, or whether it is an authentic Bemba folk song. But I like it for its moving, rhythmic singing style.
Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potula kumo Vinyangu mlongo
Viende
male male ma Viende
male male ma
Viende male male ma Viende male male ma
Viende
male male ma Viende
male male ma
Viende male male ma Viende
male male ma
Viende male male ma Viende male male ma
Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potula kumo Male male ma viende male male ma
viende
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 male male ma viende male male ma
bizim vyangu vyotula
mlongo mlongo na potola kumo bizim
mlongo mlongo Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo
Vinyangu mlongo mlongo
Viende male male ma Viende male male ma
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 Bizim vyangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu mlongo mlongo
Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu mlongo mlongo
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Viende
male male ma Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Bizim vyangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu mlongo mlongo
Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu mlongo mlongo
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Viende
male male ma Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu mlongo mlongo
Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu mlongo mlongo
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Viende male male ma
Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu mlongo mlongo
Viende male male ma
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 Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu mlongo
Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu mlongo mlongo
Viende male male ma
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 Bizim vyangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu
mlongo
mlongo
Yangu vyotula
Vinyangu mlongo na potola kumo Vinyangu mlongo mlongo
Viende male male ma
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 And it's time to go once again, friends. The end of our music show for today. I'm glad you joined me, and hope you enjoyed the recordings of music of the Bemba people in Zambia. I'll be back, of course, next week at the same time with more African music, and hope you'll be with me then, too. Until then, this is Sue Moran saying so long for now. Have a nice week. This has been Music Time in Africa.